welcome to this week's edition of the Pop Buzz Podcast, number one destination for all the latest music news and all that's been good on the internet. I am your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team. Say hello, team. I want your names and I also want a weird fact about yourself. Let's start over here in the corner, shall we? Who are you?
Hi, James. My name's Woodrow White and the weirdest fact about me is that I can clip 70 laundry pegs to my face.
And you know that from experience? This isn't just a theory?
Mate, I've done it.
Wow.
There are photos.
Impressive. I will like to see those photos later on. And who else do we have? Who are you, stranger?
Oh, hi there, James. I'm Katie. I'm from London, and you'll never guess what. I have a disgustingly unacceptable crush on Simon Cowell.
Very nice. Very nice.
That's
what a lovely
a true story.
Daddy.
Dear Lord. What a way to start the show. Nice guest this week from arguably the biggest and coolest movie of the summer. Let's be real, Baby Driver. We've got Ansel Elgort. I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. And Lily James. Katie, you went and chatted to them. What's coming up?
Yes.
Anything fun and exciting?
A lot fun and exciting. We threw them into the confession booth.
Good, good.
They confessed their sins. It was hilarious.
Good.
And I asked Ansel who his getaway driver would be, and his answer is amazing.
Ooh. Stay tuned for the magic.
She's done this before.
What a tease. What a tease right there. Interview bait. Yes, the stars of Baby Driver on this week's show coming up a little bit later on, but let's kick things off, as we always do, with the week's biggest stories in WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
Right, first up, this is an interesting one. There's a new Netflix movie coming out. You may have seen the trailers already that released this week. It is called To the Bone. Now, it's a teen set drama. It's starring Lily Collins, and it is all about anorexia and struggling with anorexia. It's an original movie on Netflix coming very soon. And immediately, just with the trailer alone, it's already causing a bit of controversy here because a lot of people are saying they feel it's got a lot of triggering imagery for people suffering with anorexia. There's not enough warnings in that way. It's sort of reminiscent of the 13 Reasons Why situation and all that kind of thing. Basically, what do we think about judging thing on a trailer, first of all?
I don't think you can. I think it's silly to do so.
Mm.
Particularly as, you know, the way trailers are designed to work is that it takes dramatic moments.
Yeah.
Eases them. You know, the whole idea is that you don't get the full picture, so you go and watch it.
Sure.
You know,
literally.
So, yeah, I feel like judging it on a trailer is very premature.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people say it's really interesting. It kind of split opinion, I think, a lot, especially on our site and in the comment section and stuff, because a lot of people were saying, like, yes, wait and see the whole film. And obviously the film's written and directed by this woman, Marti Noxon, who actually suffered from anorexia herself. So it's coming from a good personal place and from a personal experience. But then a lot of people saying, well, even that trailer's triggering, so maybe there should be the kind of warnings that were in front of 13 Reasons Why. Okay, what are your feelings about these Netflix warnings and stuff?
Well, they only added those, like, sort of after, didn't they?
Yeah.
Only on a few episodes did they have those warning signs. So, well, yeah, maybe, because some things are triggering to certain people.
Mm.
But...
Yeah, I agree. I think there could be a warning sign on at the start, but ultimately what might be triggering for one person might actually be a great value to someone else.
I think that's it, isn't it? It's, again, I've seen a lot of those kind of comments, a lot of kids who suffer from anorexia saying, like, isn't it nice to see an honest portrayal about this kind of thing? Which, you know, yes, and certainly I think it's in the right hands. If it's someone who's gone through it themselves, they're going to do it as a very personal project, that can only be a good thing. But we'll wait and see anyway. It's out in a couple of months on Netflix. We will see how it all pans out. But I think obviously since the whole 13 Reasons Why situation, I think a lot of people are kind of more concerned and you know, aware of the need for these warnings and stuff.
And 13 Reasons Why wasn't perfect by any means, but I think it did a very good job at starting discussions around bullying, harm. Yeah, and it's also, if you go on Instagram or Tumblr, you can look up hashtags about anorexia, about self-harm. Like, it's not like people don't have access to those things. So this idea that you shouldn't cover it for fear of offending or whatever, well, that stuff's out there.
Yeah, there's
anyway.
Already dangerous stuff out there. It's how it's handled, and you'd hope that it'd be handled in a responsible way. It looks like they are aiming for that, but we'll keep an eye on that story as it develops anyway. But anyway, let's talk a slightly more lighthearted story. Well, depending what happens, I suppose, is it lighthearted? I don't know. Snapchat, latest update. Katie, sleuth in chief, inform me why this is both a good and bad thing.
No, I don't think it is a good thing, James.
Okay,
you're
all right,
joking.
Okay.
This might be the most problematic app update of all time.
Okay.
Big claim. Okay, so Snapchat have invented maps where you can go on and you can, if you turn your location on, you can see where everyone in your friends list is, literally, like, to the point on the map. You can see where they are. I haven't turned it on because I don't want anyone to know where I am. So effectively what's happening is people are finding their, like, boyfriends cheating on them, their friends hanging out without them. It's an absolute nightmare. It's going to cause some drama.
It's useful, though. Useful. Come on. That sounds useful to me. That's, you know, if I'm suspicious about something, I can find out the truth.
Would you use it? Would you actually log on and see?
I mean, I wouldn't allow my own location to be seen anywhere, but I might have a little sleuth on some people. Absolutely, yeah.
Is the point here not that people need to stop unnecessarily lying to each other? Like, what?
All right, moral Woody in the corner. Here he is.
Like, all these stories have come out. Since when were, like, everyone just cheating on their girlfriends or, like, having secret parties and not inviting their friends? Like, what world do you guys live in?
Look, let's put away the infidelity thing for a second. We've all had friends who will give us the lamest excuses when they're not coming out for something.
Exactly.
Like, it's like, oh, I've got to be at a family dinner. Oh, I've got to do this. Now we have receipts, immediate receipts as to whether or not they are lying to
and
us, you know.
You should just see this sitting at home. Watching Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. We all know that situation. It's maybe a tame one, but it's irritating.
But isn't it? Why would you go out of your way to try and find out if that person's lying to you? Like, if they don't want to come out, they don't want to come out. What's the problem?
Because people want to be petty.
Yeah. Welcome to
the petty
social media world we live in, Woody.
This Honestly, is how we're... I just don't have the time for this silliness.
Will it stop using Snapchat? That's my other question, really.
Well, you can like turn it off.
So you would just use it and disable
it. And there is a ghost mode.
Beautiful.
Thing, so you can like put it on, see where everyone else is. They can't see you.
Amazing.
So that's cute.
I want to be followed. How about that?
Wow. Each to their own, frankly. Each to their own. Says more about you than anything else, that would. All right, one more story. Yes, it's the summertime, as we well know. I mean, the weather's hit us in London. We well know it's the summertime now. So it's that time of year where we have to ask the question we ask every single summer. What is the song of the summer, guys? What is the song of the summer? Which brings us very neatly to this week's WTF 5. So you've been voting on the website over the past couple of weeks for your song of the summer. We had various choices on there. You voted in your thousands, and I can now reveal what the top five songs of the summer are, according to Pop Buzz readers. Are we excited, people? Are we excited?
I'm excited, but I bet they're all wrong.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we're gonna check your opinions, all right? Okay, let's kick it off. Drum roll, please. At number five, Fall Out Boy's Young and Menace. Now...
Not as good as Champions.
It's not anywhere near as good as Champions.
Sorry, like,
not even close to being as good as Champion. Let's be real. That's the proper song. That's what I'm talking about. Number four, Halsey Now or Never, which we all very much like, right?
Yeah. Do you love that?
Good song.
Bop.
Summer song? Good summer bop?
Yes.
Mm. Feels a bit chilled for the summertime. It's a little bit...
No, but that's what I like. I don't want anything to...
When you're sitting in the shade.
Yeah, that's what summer 2017 is all about.
Yeah, shade by the pool.
Bop's not bangers.
All right, okay,
shady bop.
Number three. Oh, I wonder if anyone in this room will approve of this one. Niall Horan's Slow Hands came in at number three.
Wrong.
Katie's fave.
That's probably because I sent it to all the Niall fans. Was like, vote for this.
Yeah, there was.
There was some
election rigging going on here.
That's
I must
a
admit.
Really good song.
No, it is a good song. It's a good song.
That's a very nice, chilled, shady bop.
I like it. I've always been a fan of that one. I must admit. I think it's a good summertime bop.
Yeah, it's a shady bop, but by the
it's a shady bop. we can't call it a shady bop. That sounds like it's got negative connotations. Now we can't coin the term shady
it's like,
bop.
It's like a baby bop.
No,
it's a shady
not.
Baby bop.
It's
is that
a shady
what you're
baby bop. It's not.
This is grown Niall.
he's got some growing to do.
He's getting there, man. He's getting there. It's the time of the season
Come
for
on,
Niall.
Slow hands.
The season of slow hands is upon us. The summer of slow hands. Number two, I'm surprised people are still listening to this one. How are they not sick of it yet? Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. 1,600 votes on that one.
Really?
Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. I mean, that's been number one for so. I feel like that's been around since early spring, late winter. I mean, really?
I feel like it's been around since I was born.
Yeah, it sounds like it, doesn't it?
I don't think it counts. why was it
Are we disqualifying this?
Yeah, because it was... When was it released? Sorry, January?
February?
I think it's still in the top 10, certainly. I mean, yeah. it's still going around the charts, so
and it's
fair
been,
play.
Yeah, and it came out in, like, February... No. because that just defies... I mean, it was literally released in the winter. I don't
but
know
you're going to hear
what,
it. All summer long.
What more do we need to say? It was released in the winter. Let it die.
Well, it's no Galway girl. I'll give it that. right, number one. Before I reveal the number one vote, is there anything left on that list you want to throw an honorary mention? Any songs of the summer you've...
Yeah. Carly Rae Jepsen, Cut to the Chase.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, come on, that's the real that. Song
Queen
of the
Jeppo.
Summer.
Well, I can tell you, it didn't come on top, I'm afraid. But just pipping Ed to the post here, it's Paramore's Hard Times, which again, we can all agree,
song.
That is the
that's
song of the song. Summer, according to Pop Buzz. Yeah, I mean, a fantastic summary bop. Sounds like a video game piece of music. music. I'm all on board with that. Very danceable, very fun, and tropical beat in the background. I think it's got everything you need for a song.
The,
of song.
The Pop Buzz audience really came through on that one.
I think solid voting skills there. Well done, Pop Buzz. That'd be a good one. Well, those are the big stories on the site this week. If you want to read those and loads more, just get on the website. Oh, exciting moment. Actually, I should say this. So once again, the name of the site's changed. Here we go, everybody. Popbuzz.com. Hello? Big dogs. We've got international people. Popbuzz.com. Get on the website, read all those great stories and more. Coming up next, it's the cast of Baby Driver.
So, Ansel and Lily.
Ignore Ansel.
Congratulations.
Thank
Such
you.
An amazing film. I'm going to go out and say movie of the summer.
Yes.
Wow.
100%. Yeah. I had such a good time.
Thank you.
Like the music, the romance between you guys, Ansel's dancing, holla. Come on. Yeah. and the car chases as well. How much of that driving was actually you? Did they let you like do any of the stunts?
I like to think that I did it all when I watched the movie, but I didn't because for insurance reasons, you know, because I could do all those stunts, you know, but for insurance reasons, they wouldn't let me do them all.
They didn't want to risk my life.
No.
Was the truth.
You're in the front seat.
Yeah.
Or Jamie Foxx's life, John Hamm's life,
too,
or any of the big movie stars we have in this movie. Because there are a lot of movie stars in this movie.
There are.
Not just Lily James and Ansel Elgort, surprisingly.
Yeah. Lily, did you get behind the wheel at all?
I do. Do you remember at the end?
Yes.
Yes. Forgettable moment. So I drove an amazing red convertible Chevy. Was it a Chevy? Chevrolet?
It's a Corvette.
It was a Corvette.
And yes, and Chevy makes Corvettes.
That's why.
But
not the same
Chevy
thing.
Wouldn't be the first thing I would say when I said Corvette. Well, it's a Chevy.
What is it? So you can explain this to me after the interview's done because I don't understand.
Okay.
And then I also drove that incredible pickup truck, which we were thrown about in, was shot to pieces, gun holes, bumped. To try and...
That's an amazing car.
Yeah, I love that car.
Do we need a sequel with Deborah behind the wheel?
Yes.
Doing a little getaway driver gig herself?
Yeah, she's going to bust it out. Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh my God, you just spoiled
it. New Bonnie and Clyde, imagine. That would be so fun.
You just spoiled the movie.
That was not a spoiler, it didn't. That was
you said bust him out.
All right, on the subject of getaway drivers.
You spoiled the movie.
So getaway drivers, if you could pick any Hollywood actor... to be your personal getaway driver, the two of you in a heist team, who would it be? You can't pick each other.
Any Hollywood actor?
Mm-hmm. You can't pick anyone
else.
How about
a West End actor?
Who?
No, I don't know. Lily James.
You can't pick each other.
I'd choose Aza Gonzalez. She's cool. Or... or I'd choose... I don't know. Who are you going to choose? We've been caught because we weren't able to pick our getaway driver fast enough, and we're busted.
And now we're really thinking about it. Yeah, we've been caught.
We've overthought it, I think. Oh. What's next?
I'm gonna go with the Catch Me Outside. How about that girl? I feel like she would be good.
Cool. She's just bought a giant Porsche, so you're in luck.
Yeah. Nice.
Good choice.
Okay, so with Catch Me Outside as your getaway driver, and you're driving off into the sunset after one last job, what are the two songs you would put on your getaway playlist?
Well,
I put Lil Uzi Vert XOXO Tour Life.
I just went to Joshua Tree and I listened to Chemical Brothers Wide Open. That's a good car song.
And Radiohead, the whole way.
And I would not listen to Radiohead, actually.
You did listen to Radiohead.
I did the other day, but I'm going to change my answer now because you just mimicked me.
All right, we're going to play a little game.
I listened to All Saints, Never Ever.
That's a good one, actually.
She has all
That's
the
like
cool
a chill
music.
Driver.
I'm talking
way.
About like Lil Uzi Vert and the Catch Me Outside.
I don't even know who any of this is. I've never heard.
She's talking about like Radiohead and and like all this sophisticated, cool music.
No, that's not cool. You're cool.
I'm not cool.
You're cool.
Thank you.
All
okay,
right.
I'll take it.
So, we're going to play a game. I'd like to invite you both into the Pop Buzz confession booth.
Okay, good.
So, we're going to throw some questions at you, and you can answer as honestly as you like. So, question one, get ready.
Can I lie? Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the questions. Yeah. What is your first email address?
momgoesmad@AOL.
Was it really?
Momgoesmad, yeah.
That's a really good one.
I know, it's pretty good. I don't know, I think, because... My mom is a little manic sometimes. She's amazing.
Mad.
But she gets.
So you do use it as mad.
No, angry, mad. Like she gets. Yeah. She goes. Oh, actually, she goes mad.
Mm.
You're right.
We were talking about the difference because English people go, "Oh God, he was mad," as in he was crazy.
That's totally how I meant it.
She was mad, as in she was angry.
That's totally how I meant it.
But you just realised that actually you use "mad" in its English sense.
All right, next question.
Mine was nails2000@hotmail.com.
Oh, that's good. That's like standard one.
I got it in 2000. Okay. Yeah.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
Justin Timberlake.
Nice.
Justin Timberlake. No, I don't know. Next question, I'll think about it.
Okay. Who's the nicest smelling celebrity you've ever met?
Helena Bonham Carter smells nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe Ryan Gosling.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
He smells nice.
He does.
I'm glad you
His
said
hands
that.
Were, well, moisturized. Also, P. Diddy had very moisturized hands.
I love a moisturized
that's great.
Hand.
Very moisturized, like my hand. Mm. I had to keep wiping my hand on my... And he shook my hand like 5 times, just kept shaking it, and I had to keep putting on my knee.
Well, you passed the confession booth. Congrats.
Thanks.
Congrats again on the movie. It was really great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
While we're here, just wanted to remind you guys, if you are enjoying this week's podcast, why don't you go and subscribe? You can do it over on iTunes, over on SoundCloud, over on Audioboom. All the places you find your podcast, you will find us. And while you're there, you can go back and listen to all the previous episodes of the podcast. We've had so many great guests, guys. And I thought, seeing as it's Baby Driver theme this week, right? Big heist film. That's the vibe of this movie, right? Why don't we have a think about the previous guests? I want to know which previous interviewees on the PopBuzz podcast you would pick to join your heist crew. All right? You can have three. Okay? Oh, you can have three previous PopBuzz guests and yourself. You got to fit in a standard Mini Cooper. I think that's the ruling, right? Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Katie, I'm coming to you first. Who have you selected from our previous podcast guests to join your heist crew?
Well, my getaway driver is quite obvious.
Go on.
Scott Eastwood.
Oh, of course. Right, okay. Fast and the Furious star. That
so
makes sense.
So he's going to drive us away into the sunset. Niall Horan will be there for personal aesthetics.
Right. Does he have a task in the heist or is he just there to look
he's
nice?
He's just there to wear his flat cap and like do a little slow hands. He's like distracting the crowds while we rub the back.
I feel like he could talk his way into any situation. He's just so nice and innocent. You wouldn't expect anything bad. Okay. I'll
Good
go
one.
With that.
Thanks.
One more.
And my last one is Drew from the Chainsmokers on the aux cord.
Right. The most important... Who's robbing the bank in this scenario? You've got a driver.
Me.
Oh, you are going to do...
Me.
I feel like you're doing every task in the bank robbery and the rest are playing tunes.
Yeah, well, Scott's driving, okay. Niall's distracting, I'm robbing, and then Drew's just in the back with the aux cord. He's sorted.
Wonderful. Woody, can you top that? Who is in your heist crew from the previous podcast guest?
I think the mastermind would be Brendan Urie.
Okay.
I feel like he's got that down.
Down with a plan.
Yeah, the getaway driver would be Ollie Alexander, because she needs someone beautiful.
Right, okay.
And then I think I would have Dua Lipa as my double agent, and we've just, like, shot up a bank. Just me and Dua Lipa going in there.
I could see that as like a next music video, actually. Just you and Dua Lipa.
In the bank.
Murdering in a bank, as the term went.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, I think I'm going to be the mastermind of my bank robbery, and I'm just going to shove various members of the Vamps into a car and see what happens.
Yeah,
I feel like they've all got their own little special set of skills that they could really bring into that situation.
They would be very excited about it as well.
I tell you what, they wouldn't keep quiet about their identities, I'll tell you that. It would all go wrong. Well, anyway, yes, some of the many guests we've had on the podcast, go back and listen to those over on iTunes, over on SoundCloud, over on Audioboom, and make sure you hit subscribe. Ansel and Lily, everybody. Nice guess. Sounds like fun, that one. Nice guess.
Fun.
Yeah, it's always nice to hear them get a bit honest in the confession booth, isn't it? Good fun. All right, well, that's about it for this week. Guys, just time to check in with DJ Woody with his banger of the week. What do you have for us this week, sir?
I have a song called 18. It's by Khaled.
Oh.
And our manager's a very big fan, so I thought this one's dedicated to her.
He is just a kid. The album's American Teen.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's so good.
It's really good.
Completely passed me by, but like, if you want some chill R&B bops, then this literally is your album.
I mean, talk about Songs of the Summer.
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah, he's got at least 5 on that album. It's brilliant. All right, so check that out. And that's on PopBuzz Radio, I take it, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all you've got to do there is go to popbuzz.com. Need to get used to saying that. Popbuzz.com. And go go click in the top right-hand corner and just press play. There's loads of great stuff on there at the minute. We'll be back next week with more guests, more news and all that good stuff. In the meantime, do go and click subscribe over on iTunes and Audioboom and SoundCloud, and go and listen to all the previous episodes of the show too. We'll be back next week, but until then, it's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
And it's goodbye from me. We will see you next week.